to honor him.
Umwana,
the Son.
No moyo mtu.
The Holy Spirit.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Isaiah Yesu amakumi ana mwesatu.
Isaiah chapter 43.
Atugamba ati mwemuli bajulirwa bangi.
That you are my witnesses.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Yeah.
The people of the world.
Nabagamba mubagambe.
He told them that to
speak. Nabo baleta bajulirwa bangi.
That they also bring their witnesses.
Nage ndeta bangi.
I also bring my witnesses.
When they
will be speaking,
they will say
those are of the truth.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
You
go and read that as I
am reading.
From verse 12.
Mwemuli bajulirwa bangi.
Said that we are his witnesses.
Lwaki tubabajulirwa ba Mukama?
Why are we witnesses of God?
Isaiah 48.
Isaiah
48.
Verse 17.
Agamba yenza abayigiriza okugasa.
Says I'm the one who teaches you to
pray. Bino byonna bye tuwulira.
All this that we hear.
Mukama yabyogera kuva dda.
God spoke them from the old.
Naye teri yali abyogedde.
But no one has ever spoken them.
Teri mu nsi bintu bifaanana bwe biti.
There are not such things in the world.
Tukubira Katonda engalo.
When you clap for God.
Ne nduulu.
And we
tuba n'ensonga kubanga abatize munaatuzaala ng'abaana. Nga tuyita nti mwe muli baana bange nange ndi kitaawe. Ke tuli baana. Gwe oli mwana wa Katonda. Haleluya. Kubira Katonda engalo. N'akaluulu. Nga tumwebaza kubanga kati atuyita baana. Tetuli baana be. Ye taata. Ye yatuyigiriza okugasa. Twali tufe enjala sukulindeko katini. Gwe tomanyi enjala ebadde eri ku bantu.
Naye
mu Isaiah Yesu 44. Bw'oba otandikidde ku lunyo lw'omunaana. N'okkirira wansi. Agamba nti atema mu ddungu. Ateekamu emigga. N'ateekamu enzizi. Ensolo z'omu nsiko ne zimusinza. Kubanga ye Katonda aleetera abaana be ebyokulya
n'ebyokunywa.
Yesu yeebazibwe. Teri Katonda alinga oyo nga tonnazaalibwa yatutegekera tegekera dda. Gwe tuwazaalibwa mu mulembe gw'abaani bayitira. Gwe singa wazaalibwa muyitira singa basanuuka mwasirigwe. Naye yawazaalibwa mu vulnerable generation. Kubira Mukama akaluulu. Haleluya. Wetulireko wansi. Muganda waffe yagambye atandika yalabako ku musomesa ng'atandika.
Our sister said she saw Apostle when he was beginning.
Nga batuteekerateekera ffe nga tuli eno.
When they were preparing for us.
Kigambo kya muwendo.
It's a very precious one.
Kusaba oteeka essimu zo mu flight mode.
Press to turn your phones into flight mode.
Take mu silent.
Or into silent mode.
Tusobole okulya nga teri kitutaagaataaganya.
So that you can eat without any trouble.
Sabogate engalo zo.
Press to join your hands.
Wamunange.
Together with me.
Mwanze ekigambo kya Katonda.
Welcome the word of God.
Through Apostle
Nado Puitinus.
Wamuno musumba Sam Bosa.
Pastor Sam Bosa.
Wamusomi wa Bible.
The Bible reader Pastor Robin.
Mukama abatuwere nnyo
omukisa. God bless you so much.
Tuwaniriza.
Yesu yebazibwe baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus, children of God.
Era baganda ba Mukama waffe Yesu.
How are you, brethren of the Lord Jesus?
Mukama abawe nnyo omukisa.
May God bless you.
Mwebale kujja.
Thank you for coming.
Mbuuliza ku muganda wo.
Greet for us your brethren.
Omugambe njagala okakasize ddala nga ndi muganda wo.
Tell them I want to prove that you are my brethren.
Ebyebika n'ennimi n'amawanga biteeke wali.
The issues of tribe, nation and language put it aside.
Tuli ba kika kitukuvu.
We are of the holy priesthood.
Ne kitaffe ali mu ggulu.
And our Father is in heaven.
Mugambe ennimi tezituwawula.
Tell them languages should separate us.
Kubanga zaaliwo mu lubereberye ekkumi n'emu.
But we were there in Genesis 11.
Naye okusooka kwonna twali twogera olulimi lwe lumu.
First and foremost, we all spoke the same language.
Era lwe tujja okwogera ne mu ggulu.
It is the same we shall speak in heaven.
Kitaffe gy'ali.
Where our Father is.
Mukama akuwe omukisa.
May God bless you.
Mwebale kujja.
Thank you for coming.
Mwebale kwewaayo okumunoonya.
Thank you for committing to seek God.
Osinziira mu kitabo ekitukuvu.
As we base in the whole book.
Nabwe yatugamba mu Isaiah 3:16.
Like it told us in Isaiah 34:16.
Noonya mu kitabo kya Mukama musome.
That look in the book of the Lord and read. That none of them will miss its mate. The mouth of the Lord spoke, and the Spirit of the Lord gathered. Now we are ready to read the holy book. All of you, thank you for coming. The new in the physical eyes. But in Psalms 90, we all live together at the Father's place. And He knew us before we came in our mother's wombs. Praise Jesus. Thank you for coming all. From all the corners God has brought you. Where He put you to base there to seek Him. And even though He's not far from each one of us. Like he spoke in Acts 17 from verse 19
unto 25.
You know we move in him, we live and have our being in him. But the only way we can understand this when we read in the book he gave us and as we seek in it. God's not on the mountains neither on the valleys, but he's in every place in heavens and earth. It needs you to understand him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you for coming. Concerning these visions, it's come far. Just as our sister Esther has told us. They used to preach me salvation. But me, what they told to me, I saw it was lacking salt. And I kept silent. And they thought I wasn't born again. And I didn't abuse, neither spoke anything back to them. But it was time God reached the seasons of speaking to them.
And
they saw the much light. And we had a preaching. And we moved out and even baptized. It had many Muslims. And they took off their hearts and put them aside. And the group got to be big. Yet at school we had many Muslim teachers. That's where the battle came to separate us. For me, I sat senior six exams on gun point. The master handled my examination card where I was supposed to sit by. And the vision came, go report him on the police. And I reported him. I did exams where the police was protecting me.
And my
final results, my headmaster didn't submit them in. I done PEM stroke art. But the results and the exams of art never reached. Now there was a serious battling there. For God did things for you, told me you're going to end in senior six in studying.
Made
scientists science and you love them so much. But I'm going to show you science above all that.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
I saw
many things as people studying with us know.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Now there
was a battle.
Well,
I'm a person who went at school at any time. If they told me you're going to get a vision, I wouldn't go for school. And they tell you go at 11 or at 2. I told him I'm going to pass out. He told me you'll pass out.
I
always told him get open and the askari could not see me pass.
Asked
me, have you passed to reach here? I ended at 11 at 2 at school. I passed him and they have frozen him, is paused there. As we were about to do exams, they wanted to make a meeting to expel us. Now they gave us a punishment to collect firewood and rebel against it. And they brought a rolly of firewood. They want us to put into it pieces. I say we're not going to do that work. And they
bent
the meeting, the assembly. They want to expel us. And the hospital told us, go past the gate. And we got out of school. And they had
closed
them. We passed the gate. And he looked for acid in the entire school in the toilet. And they asked, "Who have you healed?" They went to dormitories. And we have gotten out. We came back around 3:30 and we entered again. As they came in the class, we are in there. But we passed the gate already. I saw things. They just can't pose you and you cannot understand anything. And the master called me. Why you
turned
chaos in the school? I got out the Bible. I brought scriptures to him. And I
left.
I don't know where to hold me that here. Now the battle was there. But God will bring them all back.
Because
they are the first and brother Eli. I preached to him when he was around 14 years.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we thank the Lord. There are many, I can't specify all of things. There are many things which happen in the journey of heaven. But God told me one thing. The journey of heaven is for studying. It was moved through the Bible. I can't speak it as a story. Every time we study it,
Amen.
You understand and you can preach it to others. Praise Jesus so much. I'm by name and voice. Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. I'm by name and voice. Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. Together with Pastor Bosa. In our Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. We still move on in the journey of heaven. Move through the Bible for 7 years. The journey of heaven, it's my journey and your journey. But you had forgotten it. For you came from heaven and you must get back there. But the problem, the way you came on this world, you forgot it. Now me, I'm like a book reminding you. And it passes through the Holy Scriptures. And they say the journey was moved through the Bible. Praise Jesus. We are starting on the golden altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from. And the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Today we are going to see the dead who are going to be judged on the day of the Lord. What kind of body do they appear with and how does it appear? And how can you resurrect to get from those dead?
Yes,
praise Jesus. We saw the dead dying through Adam a long time. And today you see them as if walking alive. Now then we're going to ask and to answer. Those dead appear in what kind of body?
Yes,
praise Jesus. And what can you do to get from that death? To be born again and get the body from heaven. Praise Jesus. We began with the book of Revelations. He tells us this. Revelations 20 from verse 11. Revelations 20 from verse 11.
Nendaba entebe y'obwakabaka enene njeru. Noe yali agituddeko eggulu n'ensi ne bidduka mu maaso ge.
Praise Jesus.
Yalaba entebe enene njeru.
He saw a big white throne.
That
throne is called the mercy seat.
Singanibwa mu kibuga kya Katonda.
It's found in the city of God.
Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Yalaba ku mukono guli.
The one you see on this hand. Or on this other right hand. From our planet Earth, pass through the door of the northern up there, and you reach in that city. It's found in the first created heaven. Praise Jesus. But the heaven which you first go away when judgment is to happen, it's the fourth heaven of the blue, which up there you see.
Now,
judgment is to be in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Revelations 20 from verse
11. Nenda babafu, abakulu na abato, nga bayimiridde mu maaso g'entebe, ebitabo ne bibikulwa, n'ekitabo ekirala ne kibikulwa, ky'ekyobulamu. Abafu ne basalirwa omusango mw'ebyo ebyawandiikibwa mu bitabo. Ng'ebikolwa byabwe bwe byali.
Yalaba abafu.
He saw the dead.
Abato n'abalamu.
The younger and the old. The younger and the old.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But what surprises most? In the vision of the journey of heaven, God showed me things which were, those which are and the ones going to come. There are times we moved into the future. How judgment will be carried out. I was able to see how those dead appeared.
And I
asked the question, when did they die when I see them as if they are living? That question we answered it some time back. Praise Jesus. These dead died through Adam.
Adam.
If you don't get born again, you are among those dead. But there is the body you're going to be restored to. That which died through Adam. When they unclothe you from that body. But if you get born again, they must give you a body from heaven before you unclothe this one you are having. Praise Jesus. Now the dead cannot appear when they stand. Like the dead bodies. These are not dead bodies. These are people who died through Adam some time back. Bible explains in the next verse.
Okubikulirwa esula ya 20 olunyo lwe 13.
Revelations 20 verse 3.
N'ennyanja n'eleeta abafu abalimu.
Akati ennyanja.
Now the sea.
Unakuno yaleeta abafu.
This day it brought its dead.
Wabula kuwa ennyanja nze gye nalaba.
But the sea me I saw.
Si nnyanja nti oba Indian Ocean.
It's not a physical sea like Indian Ocean. Oh.
Oba ennyanja yonna.
Oh, Atlantic Ocean.
Wabula nalaba abafu bano nga bali bava mu bika n'ennimi n'amawanga.
But I saw the dead coming from nations, clans and languages.
Okuva mu bika eby'enjawulo ebibadde wansi w'enjuba.
From the different clans which have been under the sun.
Abafu abo mwe bali.
These dead are among them.
Wabula ng'ekyewuunyisa nti bote bamanyi nti bafu.
But what surprises, they don't know that they are dead.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Batambula ku nsi bali ng'abalamu.
The world they seem living. Now as you get explained, what kind of body do they have when they are dead?
Well,
we saw the first time that among these dead, yet all the stillborn children, they are not among them. Yet children from 1 year to 7 years, they are not among them. I think we discovered together with you. A stillborn child, according to Ecclesiastes 6, they don't go to the same place with all other people. They go in their rest in the third heaven. They don't appear young, but we discover there is no younger spirit. But they can give you their details they left when on the world they died at what age from the world in the flesh. Children from 1 year to 7 years. Because a person believes in their heart to be given righteousness, and they confess with their mouth to be saved, they have no chance that they didn't confess, neither they refuse. For John 3:16, for God so loved the world he gave his begotten son, whoever believes him is not condemned. But never believes him, he's condemned. But those children, they have not rejected to believe him. And the blood of Jesus cleanses them. From 1 year to 7 years. Why 7 years?
They
expect your heart to have the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the counsel, the power, the knowledge, the fear of God, and the spirit of the Lord. That your wisdom has matured and you can decide on your own. Decide, believe Jesus as Lord. That's why do not hinder the child.
And
it's why in Israel they circumcised a child on the eighth day. After 7 days, eighth day you were circumcised. We studied circumcision meant unclothing the body of flesh and they give you the one from heaven.
And
because it involves believing now with your heart, it entered into 7 years. And when you reach 7 years, in the seventh year, when you reach clocking to 8 years, teach you all things of God, of salvation, and you decide believe with your heart, and you confess salvation, and you get born again through baptism. I pray you understand all the things. But we came to see the dead, they who died through Adam some time back. And each person appearing under the sun, they died long time. Given them a chance on this world to align themselves. That they give them the second life. It's what we call getting born again. It's like a joking word.
But
me, the day I understood it most is on the day of judgment. In the city of God. Jerusalem of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now as we here to see, they have told us Revelation 20.
Okubikulirwe sura ya 22 olunyo lwe 13.
Revelation 20 verse 13.
Nenyanja nereta abafu abalimu.
Adenyanja.
Now the sea.
Nereta abafu abalimu.
It brought the dead who were within it.
Ruza abafira mu nyanja.
Don't think those who died within a physical sea of water.
Aha.
Not at all. When you die and you are a sinner, there is the one we call the angel of death and hell. If death gets you from that body and you're not righteous, he hands you over the angel of hell and they take your spirit in the prison. That's where you'll be gotten on the day of judgment, to be taken in the city of God to be judged, to be cast in the lake of fire.
If
they find you righteous and you clothe the body of heaven, when you're gotten from your body, they give you to angel Michael,
Gabriel,
and the angel of fire. And they take you to the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. On the day of our Lord, you will come back with him. What surprises they in hell who to get out and come on this world?
When
the saints will be lifted up, they will remain here and day from heaven,
and
we get back to Jerusalem, and they will be passing 5 months, and they will begin to bring the evil people to bring them in Jerusalem. But they brought them for judgment. Judgment was started put in the city of God, because the lake of fire begins from there on the golden altar of God. The lake of fire is totally different from hell. We expect to broaden these images. They you can see on the other image. There you see that black thing appearing. Hole. That's where we find hell in the kingdom of the stars. But the lake of fire, it begins from the city of God, in the center of it, where there is the golden altar of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now they're totally different. If you mix gem, when you fall in hell, you are on remand. You've been convicted, yet not yet sentenced.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now the lake of fire. The sea means the nations, clans, and languages. That's why we call you the holy clan of God. And you get from the nations, clans, and languages. For the dead got scattered in those clans. The dead who died through Adam. Revelation 17 verse 15. We explain what type of sea brings the dead. Revelation 17 verse
15.
So
we
speak of the many waters or the sea and the brought out the dead,
they
mean the nations, clans, and the languages. But they will gather one from the nations, clans, and languages. The angel of death and hell will do this work.
If
one wants to see the angel of death and hell, you'll go on that image. You'll see both of them. Their appearance. The one who wants to know their actions. You'll ask where the journey of heaven begins from.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What
I try
to bring to you is this. Why did you understand these dead appear in what form of body? And if you don't get born again, what kind of body can you get to live in? And how will you live?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Revelations.
Kubikulirwa esura ya makumi abiri. Kuzema abiri.
Katumalia uli njiri. Ule kuminesatu.
Kubikulirwa esura ya makumi abiri onyore kuminesatu.
Revelations 20 verse 13.
Nenyanja nereta abafu abalimu. Nokufana magombe nevireta abafu abalimu. Mm. Nebasalirwa musango uli muntu. Ngebikulwa abiyabu bebyali.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much.
Okufa.
Death and hell. You are the first to take the dead up there in the Jerusalem of heaven. The dead we explain they died through Adam.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Death is an angel. And is not of the devil. Even hell,
he
is an angel.
Yes, he
was. Praise Jesus.
And
he too is not of the devil. Let me tell you, the devil is the one who lives within hell. He too is a prisoner there. The angel living in hell is called Abaddon. Some of whom start of him and they say that he's the devil. Remember, you bring the dead. Now is the devil going to want to bring the dead? The devil himself lied to them and they died. He would be the one collecting and gathering them. He too, these are the ones who will bring him up for judgment up there. Let's read the angel of death, Revelation 6. Revelation 6, verse
7
and
8.
Revelation 6 from verse 7.
Boyabembula kabonera akokuna nempulire dobozi lyekiramu ekyokudanga kyogera nti jangu nendaba era laba embalase ya kyenvu neyali atuddeko erinya lyekufa ne magombe nagenda naye
eyali atuddeko embalase ya kyenvu.
One who sat on the yellow horse.
Omanyiba malaika bokufa kwe batambulira.
The angel of death move on the yellow horses
ngaba kunonye.
And they have come for you. And death is a shepherd of all the evil people. Hell is the flock of the evil people. When they get you from here, you're troubled, the angel of death so much, and you refuse to get to the life. And they take you to the flock to shepherd you from there. And that is hell. But they shepherd you with beatings and whips. Even with the fires which come from their horses. They have pangas, chains. They will start in hell with us, remember that.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Now,
the secrets of the kingdom of God,
they
move on to be revealed right now. But God was able to reveal them in the journey of heaven. That is an angel called of death and hell.
And
they will be the one to God that is dead. We are to know which body they will be within. If they find you in that body of death, woe unto you.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Now I expect you've understood that aspect. When you read, don't question who is death. You know that those who have been striking death in their prayers,
death must die.
They will put conferences with titles, death must die. Death must die.
And
first, since they beat him, nothing has happened on him. The way is one you can overcome death. You have to believe Jesus.
But
this you strike him with your mouth, you're joking.
He
must get you and gather you on that day to bring you for judgment. Even hell,
they
say, let's strike hell. We are striking hell in our prayers. You call it a hole, just a hole. The other is an angel. You know their number. Revelations 9:16. They tell us of their number. Let's read
them.
We hear. Kubikulirwe sura ya 9
olunyiirwa 16.
Revelations 9:16.
N'omuwendo gw'eggye eryebagala embalaasi obukumi akakumi emirundi ebiri.
Owulidde namba yaabwe.
Heard their number.
Bali billion ebikumi bibiri.
There are 200 billion of them. They work in the bottomless pit. And they divide others are on the world working on the mission of death. Getting spirits from the bodies. If they find you not getting born again. Or if you just have a name.
Of
but you died again. Like Revelation
3
says. When death gets you from the body, he hands you to hell. They take you to the pits of hell. And they beat you from there. Now we think we buried the person. You bury the body. The spirit is taken out.
There
are 200 billion of them. They are more than human beings on this world. Now you think to beat them in prayers.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It's one thing.
You must
believe Jesus who overcame death and hell.
He
is the one who passed them and restored life to us. No one can escape their hands.
According to
Isaiah 13, he made them and they are strong and mighty. Mighty men who delight in what they do. They are his.
Baba,
they come from the far country. From the bottomless pit. These will gather the dead we are to see. How they will be appearing. They are led and headed by an angel. In Revelation 9:11. The name of the angel leading them. These are the names.
Revelations 9:11.
You've heard his name. That is the leader who leads them. The angel of the bottomless pit. Therefore is the one who hates and leads in hell. But the angel
Abaddon.
And he's an angel of God. He's the one we call the angel of hell. He captured Lucifer with the chains and bound him.
According to
Revelation 20 from verse
1
and to
3.
They are going to bind the dead we are to see with the chains. Just as I bound them in hell right now. And to bring them for judgment in the city of God. Jerusalem of heaven. Praise Jesus. According to what the Lord explains us in Matthew 8:21-22.
He says,
O people on this world, if they don't get born again, they were there before. Even we who are there,
and
they will be coming, for we head into the end. If they don't get born again, they are dead.
And
these are moving the bodies, moving the world. Don't be confused with your religion. I prove if you don't get among the dead, you are supposed to be brought for judgment. You never knew that you are a moving dead. I am telling you open, like a night dancer buying a plate. You ask what they are going to eat, then you are a mad person. Matthew 8:21.
Naye Yesu n'amugamba nti yita nange leka abafu baziike abafu baabwe.
N'amugamba nkubuulire.
He told him, let me tell you.
We nakujje mbafu.
You, I got you from the dead.
Ate ngamba leka ngeneziike
kitange. Now you tell me, let me go bury my father.
Yamugamba leka emirambo.
He told him, let the dead.
Ngeneziike omulambo.
Go bury the dead.
Awo Peter n'asooka atuna.
Peter began to look, wondering.
These
people, we see them walking
and alive.
Can't tell us they're all dead bodies.
Jesus
had already seen their dead bodies.
He saw
their death beginning. Praise Jesus.
My Bible tells us in
1 Corinthians 15, 20-22. It speaks of this among this, about the dead. I tell you, we are to get explained what body they are with.
Bakolinse kisoka esula ya 15 kuva ku nnyo lwa 2 moro.
First Corinthians 15 from 21.
Kubanga okufa bwe kwabaawo ku bw'omuntu era n'okuzukira kw'abafu kwabaawo ku bw'omuntu. Kubanga bonna nga bwe baafiira mu Adamu era bwe batyo mu Kristo bonna bwe balifuukira balamu.
Waliwo ekyatubaako.
There is something which happened on us.
Bano abasinga bonna ku nsi baafiira mu Adamu.
People on the world died through Adam long time.
Pozikongo kakasozali bwako mulundi
gwo. When you prove up God and saved and born again.
Ate nga siku mumwa
and not on your mouth.
Otekubo inombiri okuva mu
kuru. You're supposed to must have gotten a body from heaven.
Obato gulina.
If you don't have it.
Okyali mwa abafu
abo. You're still among those dead.
Abalina okuletebwa ku musango.
They to be brought for judgment.
And
you walk with the body of death before you're clothed with the body of life. Because this body we have so far, it's the body of death. It's of the angel of death. That's where he shepherds the evil from. Until you've clothed the one from heaven. You've been on any religion on this world. In salvation which is fake. Which lies with the travels of this world.
There is
a problem not yet solved which is above all problems. Of getting from those dead.
No
matter how many cars you'll buy and how you'll eat. If you don't get among those dead, you'll be in judgment.
You
must be cast in the lake of fire. What does it profit? Eat the entire world. And then you have forfeited your soul. All died through Adam. And Adam explains. The Holy Spirit brought his voice through Apostle Paul.
And
he says, woe unto me with the body of death. He was yearning to be clothed the body from heaven. For if they don't clothe you with that body, then they will get you from that body. They will clothe you with a body appearing like a sack. And they will cast you within hell. That's where they will get you from. To take you for judgment. The body appears like a sack. It's like a dry stick. You don't have any rightful form.
We
want to give you the light of everything.
We're
not going to promise you're going to be good, well in eating food. We shouldn't expect you that you'll be well by driving cars.
No
matter how many story buildings you build, you will not be well till you get from those debts.
Amen.
Prove you get born again. And you get from the dead. Eat, drink, drive cars. And don't forget to cast and forfeit your soul. No matter how much you'll eat, drink, and do things.
If
you don't get from the dead, we shall judge you, cast you in the lake of fire. And I must appear on that judgment. For God's revelation, it was given to us, the saints. Praise Jesus. I would not feel anything for you. People love so much to preach them things of life. This of the world. That of the blood. But they don't want to hear the life of their spirits. You have lived many years.
And
you are created to live forever. Now the problem, if you don't get from the dead, you will live forever in the lake of fire.
But
you were created to live forever.
And the people,
we eat die, we finish tomorrow. That's how they say. You think you're going to finish? Find yourself in another real world. All your days. You know, people speak in words they don't understand.
Take him
in his everlasting house. Do you know that house?
They
think that hell is the ground they put you here. Threatening to bury a shirt and you claim you buried the person.
But
he is in another world suffering. You think you borrowed a shirt here. That your body is a shirt. Now the reality,
in
your everlasting house in hell, the bottomless pit.
When
they take you from there, take you to the second
day.
The lake of hell of death, the lake of fire, you are to be there forever. It too is everlasting forever. But they take you there. I will not go in that house.
Amen.
Our home is it. How can you put me in a house that is for everlasting? Those are religions and you are in it. Even the priest is there. We escort them in their everlasting house. They don't have any brains in them. It's not abusing. Priesthood and
the
when we get to the word of God, understand because of gray hair. You know they study so long, but the writers pen deceived them. For they have rejected God's words. What wisdom is in them? Allah Akbar. It's a dead body making noise around. You know they say dead bodies make noise and they say that they smell.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you don't get from the dead, there is a problem which happens.
And
people are moving dead on this world. According to Romans 8, verse 23. Romans 7.
Romans 7 verse 23.
You know the body we are in. It's not our body. It's the body of the angel of death. According to what happened in the garden, when God gave a command to us, he says, when you touch the tree, you will surely die. What surprises most? Genesis 3. Devil called us that we shall not die. But in reality we died. They evolved the translation and shifted us from the body of heaven, gave us this one of flesh and blood. The other died. Even the angel of death retained it. He gave us this body of death. That's why Jesus said people are moving dead. But he said, I thank the Lord Jesus,
for
he alone can do that. Get me from the body of death. Praise Jesus. When Jesus reached this world, he had come in the valley of the dead. And we are just born things on this world. If you are not getting born again, they see you in the other body with the vampire moving the world. Me, I got to fear people. If you ask the sister, I don't want to speak neither to be seen. For I saw dead bodies moving. I used to tell them something and they feared me and they left me. I saw you are born things, dead things moving the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let me tell you. Struggles upon people which they have never realized. People died long time. And the world where we are, it's called the valley of the shadow of death. This you call death is not real, it's a shadow. A real death which happened on us. This is a shadow. And the women, they have died. That is shadow death. People died long time. The world of the shadow of death. The valley of the shadow of death. What you call death is not the real death, it's the rightful death which happens. Praise Jesus. I want to understand. My question, that the body which appears like a sack, they give it to you when you are from this one.
If
you check from this body, they must give you the other. That means if I'm in this body and I die,
like,
this is the shadow of the other. This one is the body of death.
It's
the shadow of the real body of death.
There is
a real body of death in the spiritual realm. I don't know if you have understood. When they take you from this body,
you
must give you the other body.
For it
takes you this shadow body of you, of death. And they give you original body of death. And you appear like a sack without form. With bent in the sun, you have no form. Like you pack bones in the sack, and it has no shape. You're walking shapeless, and the bum is what is fronted in the front. This is a shadow of death.
Death
is not real, it's fake. People are dead, moving dead.
And
Jesus came, told us, open to Peter. I don't want to lie to you. A dead body, even the ones moving are dead.
Dead
upon the shadow. And this your weeping is dead. That is the shadow death.
The
real death happened long time, people died. Praise Jesus. I have a question on that body. If truly we died through Adam, I don't reject we died in him. But initially we see Adam, that he was the one who was first translated. Me, I was still in the four living creatures. Where was my body in that moment? And if I get born again, and the day I get born again, what reaches that body where it is?
Yes, he was
praise good. Jesus so much. When death happened by one person, resurrection happened by one person. It's like this. According to 1 Corinthians 15, 22 to 23, the Bible says, if we resurrect, each one is brought in his own turn, in your seasons. Even our death, if it was due to be the Adam, and the other is Eve, wouldn't have been able to come at the same moment. If you were to be the first, the same thing would have happened to you. Now the sin of Adam,
the
sin of the other Adam, but of you and that Eve. You are the Adam. You are that Eve. If you were the first, you were to do the same thing. That is what you see. When we come to Christ, we appear within Christ.
And
we get to be of Christ.
Amen.
We clothe Christ.
And
we become Christ. They call Christians.
We
disappear.
And he
consumes us and begins to be seen.
And
his life fills our life. You'll read Galatians 3, we'll explain that. Let me reduce the questions.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So,
now I still explain to you that friend, the people you see crying over their dead is not real death. But the real death happened on all of them 10 years back. Years. As you reach here, when death was fronted before you.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Yeah, they are not living. Dead bodies on the world do whatever they want. They make noise, they smell. It's not abusing people.
People.
You don't want to be told the truth. You know, you can have come here and your visa. But I'm happy to see you when you're not happy. You think we want you to tell us that? I'm not so happy. Perhaps God will give me joy. But you want to lie and to be lied to. Yeah, like two people like that. I don't know. We live there by the grace of God. You'll be there, you'll be there. But you have not been happy at all. You love to lie and to be lied to. Friends, I'm so happy still. I'm here. No lying. You're lying. That one is lying, he's not happy. But he sat in here because of one person. Threatening you, even
while
you. May God give you grace to be saved.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
I wanted to tell you that concerning this world, what's on this world we call death is a shadow, it's not real death. The Father began to speak of that, he said this. Jeremiah 22, verse 10. He said this on these issues. Call death under the sun. Jeremiah 22, verse 10.
Temukabira maziga oyo. Afa.
That the one you see dying, don't cry for them. You are wasting your time. See how you cry for the shots, and its owner has already left. He has died. You are crying for the cloth. Jeremiah 22:10. Do not waste your time. Weep for the one who dies. Don't cry for this who dies. Weep for the one going is going where? They go in hell. They have struck us with a weep. Yet they have struck the other was gone. You who was stricken, you with a weep. They say, weep for the one who goes.
Kuwanga tashada na te, sota lila vansiye wawe.
The problem is to go home in heaven. They go, but they are headed to hell. You remain here. People have stubbornness. You have left us so much. Let us go bury you. Now you have left us. I don't know what they speak. Let's escort the deceased in hell.
And
we left them in hell. You escorted his dead body. Where had they gone themselves? And they said, most never reach their home country. Do they have a body to go to heaven? Let me tell you, in salvation. And they make us make noise just.
No. The
word the Holy Spirit made him speak, he understood it. Of the tree cut and finished with its roots. You know, the Holy Spirit can make you release a word. If it's salvation, that has been the same tree. No more. Salvation no more on this world. And the gospel is to make us make noise, to make us fast, and to trouble and grab our possessions. So if you read Job and you get down, God, we died long time, we have no more hope. And you were speaking of us, and you died long time.
You know, when
they give you a scripture, read two scriptures, three up and three down to understand it.
Amen.
As I went down the scripture, I heard they were crying, they would die. We are here with no more hope. You know, dead bodies in this shadow, if we have tried to run to make life, we've another gospel and it's perverted us, and we never got from the dead.
Jeremiah 22:10.
Don't waste your time. That body died long time. You're crying for it how many times? The 30 days is of death. You are crying for the dead body. We shouldn't cry a little. You refuse us to cry. Ecclesiastes tells you, when you find them weeping, you weep with them. If you find them in joy, you rejoice with them. But all that is a chasing of wind. Real joy is never under the sun. Joy too on this world is a shadow joy. The joy perfected is the kingdom of heaven. When you find them in joy, rejoice if you never break commands. When you find them crying, you weep with them also. You
ask,
you know where they have gone? You keep asking. You know where he has gone? You, you begin the gospel.
You
try to weep with them. When you lose your relatives in the fresh, we are
born.
Go when they cry, cry with them.
After
you ask, I don't know where you wish to your home country. Where? Our home is in heaven.
You
have no board of heaven. People around Kwai will open their mouth like this. And what type of new crying is this? You had died through Adam. The body you had is of death. According to Romans 7:24. Oh God. I cry when I'm not reached home. They can't preach. You cry, you put in scriptures, but you look aside. If you see they have given attention to the gospel, the things I cried aright, it came out scriptures.
Yes, yes.
Praise
Jesus.
You know, the Thessalonians told us, if you prove someone has gone to heaven, don't cry like the one without hope.
There
may be a little pain for you not going to be with them for a little moment. But there is a hope if they reach home, our home in heaven.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So
let's be careful what we cry sometimes. You cry thinking God to be saddened. You cry for nothing.
Would
have cried long time for everyone on the world is dead.
If
you cry for them for their death.
These
we are crying for them, they don't know even.
So
I'm not speaking of you gotten born again.
I speak of
you in religions consuming you. In the wizards.
You
in the fake salvation.
You are
buying holy rice.
That you're buying
holy water. You have problem? Jesus made bread.
And it was
so holy, he never sold a single. Another. Makes you sell rice he planted there in the fields.
Jesus,
the fish he made would have sold them to us.
Angels
brought them, they would have been very holy.
But I
hear holy rice. Men.
Those
are the dead bodies trouble in the world. And they want to pervert our lives. Ecclesiastes 23.
No, Psalms 23.
Before Christ came to the world, he was in the mouth of David, he said,
that
the world is the shadow of death. When he reached it, he said, let the dead go bury their own dead.
Maybe
you never knew who is speaking in Psalms 23.
But they
realize him, that is the Lord Jesus himself speaking. He was in the mouth of David. When he told us what's upon this world. Let's read there. Psalms 23 verse 1.
Seta agenga angalamiza mudundire lyomuddo muto antwala kumabali agama za matefu akomyawe meme yange anungamya makubo agobutukirivu kulweri nyalye era ne wankubadde nga ntambulira mu kiwonvu ekyekisikirize ekyolumbe
ekiwonvu ekyo
the valley.
Yes,
it's the planet Earth where we are. And as we are there, the Lord Jesus himself came.
He
reached in this valley.
According to
what is spoken in Matthew 8,
21-22,
he told Peter,
let
those dead bodies go bury their own dead. He told him, don't know that. This world, there are only dead people in it.
And
this they call death today. This
is
a shadow death. But there is a real death. Surprises on these issues. Ezekiel 37 explains us this dead and how they appear.
And
pastors tell us these are our saucepans. In the valley, within the valley, and it's the planet Earth, the world where we are.
Pastors
say these are the businesses.
They
are going to get born again.
They
are going to get flesh. Friends, these are the human beings. This is not a business.
Here. Pastors
of the devils are of this world, prophets and apostles.
They
are there to twist scriptures, to subtract and add in them. The false prophets,
they
are
counted
like destroyers, they destroy people. People draw people to the lake of fire. Out of them would have come the light to save us the death of Adam. And we escaped the lake of fire the second death.
But
their brother lied us concerning our lives. Caused us to get destroyed.
Bible
speaks of the judgment is going to be big.
Psalms 23 verse 4.
Is
it on the one who was beaten?
Ani yakubi?
Who was beaten?
David?
The one who was beaten,
Isaiah 53,
is the Lord Jesus. He was beaten for our transgressions. And they beat him right within this valley. Read it in John 19. How he was beaten and crushed.
The beatings were supposed to be
beaten us.
The father beat it to the son. Born among the children.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now it's not David who was beaten. The one speaking is Jesus himself. Through the mouth of David. We know David who was a prophet.
Zaburi eyabiri mwesatu olunyolo kutano.
Psalms 23 verse 5.
Ontekera tekere meza maso gabalabe bange. Onsiza mafuta kumtwe. Ekikombe kyange kiyuwa.
Oh, you see, yafukibwa kama.
He's not the one who was anointed.
Aitibwa Kristo.
The one called Christ Jesus.
Zaburi esule yabiri mwesatu olunyolo mukaga.
Psalms 23 verse 6.
Obulungi nekisa tebiremenga kugenda nange. Ennaku zonna ez'obulamu bwange.
Yes, praise Jesus. Let's see the
valley.
Poke over what he said is dead. That these people are truly dead. It's a bone skin. And clothe you with the body you have now. And you have no the one from heaven. You'll see yourself how you appear. And you are like a sack.
Or a
tree which got dried and bent itself.
They are
confusing in scripture, they say
that
these dead bodies, these bones are the, our saucepans. They
have
gotten dry.
Ezekiel 37
from verse 1.
Omukono gwa Mukama gwali kunze nantwala nanfulumiza mu mwoyo gwa Mukama. Nanzi sawa wakati mu kiwonvu. Kale laba nga kijjudde amagumba.
Yasitulibwa.
He was lifted.
Mupanga lyense.
In the firmament of the heaven.
Nalengera abantu nga magumba.
And he saw people on the ground with their bones. And they died long time.
Ezekieli esule ya satumu musanvu. Olunyolo kubiri.
Ezekiel 37 verse 2.
Nagampisako okugeto olola. Kale laba. Nga manji nnyo mu kiwonvu mu bbanga era laba makulu nnyo
nga wafwa
manyo
mufa
time
ogumba gumba
no dead and the bony things
nga kuzeko no
buntu buntu dried very dry.
Ezekiel sura ya 37:3.
Ezekiel 37:3.
Nangamba nti mwana w'omuntu amagumba gano gayinza okuba amalamu.
Can they get born again? That's why Jesus, the Lord, reached the world.
In
John 3 told us, friends, you must get born again.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You are meant to get born again. When he came in the valley, he knew immediately what to do. That they can get to be born again.
So
prophecies are already passed through Ezekiel.
Because
people can be given a chance to get born again.
Ezekiel 37:3. Nziramu nti ayi mukama Katonda gwomanyi. Nangamba na tenti lagula ku magumba gano. Ogagambe nti ayi mwe amagumba amakalu. Muulire ekigambo kya Mukama. Bwati Mukama Katonda bw'agamba amagumba gano nti laba, ndiyingiza omukka mu mmwe, kale muliba balamu, era ndibateekako ebinywa, era ndireeta ennyama ku mmwe, ne mbabikkako eddiba, ne mbateekamu omukka, kale mulimanya nga nze Mukama.
Owulidde ekigambo
ekyo. You heard that word?
Kati, wano entamu zijjiramu.
Now, how do the saucepans come in here?
Business,
your business, how can it come in here that
you
had gotten dry? If you want scriptures of business, you come, I give them to you.
Don't
get scriptures speaking things of your life which
next,
and you twist them. There has been a different revelation.
There's
not different other revelation here. They speak of the dead, they who died through Adam,
and
be given a chance to get born again.
We
are not like most and many of them who are in trouble in the scriptures and distorting them. If you have seen your saucepan here,
There's
another who sees a business here, it's gotten dry.
After reading, you see those
boxes.
Hey,
that one.
Your business.
Your business.
It has
gotten dry.
Not now.
Yes, it is your source part. It has gotten dry. Those are your pockets.
It has
gotten dry.
You're
going to prophesy.
Magumba,
is
nyama, chichi.
Flesh? What?
But you have
sent prophesy to get tenons.
At the business,
now the business get tenons to stand.
You know,
you confuse words.
But business yanga imirinde bulungi.
Is it holding tenants to stand?
Iragureko. Egenda kudamu sheke. Ensha webadenda
pocket right.
Wa site bakirira gukirira wako wansoro iyo rudda ezidaka.
The next passes.
Bali okaba kubulire bali bali.
They will tell you who were they spoke of being right.
Atembulira za basumba ababbi.
Preaching of pastors who are
now.
Don't stop there. They the source part. You remain going down, don't stop there.
Amen.
They want to steal.
Scriptures are explaining other things down.
Ezekiel 37:5.
Ezekiel 37:5.
Bwati mukama katonda bwagamba amagumba gano ntiraba. Ndiyingiza omukka mu mmwe, kale muli babalamu. Era ndibatekako ebinywa. Era ndireeta ennyama ku mmwe, ne mbabikkako eddiba, ne mbateekamu omukka, kale mulimanya nga nze Mukama. Awo ne ndagula nga bwe nalagirwa, awo bwe nali nga ndagula, ne wabawo eddoboozi era laba, ekikankano ky'ensi, amagumba ne geegatta buli gumba na gumba linnaalyo. Awo ne ntunula era laba, nga kuliko ebinywa, omubiri ne gujja, eddiba ne ligabikkako waggulu. Naye nga temuli mukka muggo. Awo nangamba nti lagula, empewo lagula, omwana w'omuntu. Ogambe empewo nti bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda nti, jangu okuva eri empewo ennya, ayi omukka, ofuwe ku bano abattibwa babeere abalamu.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Okunukutuito okuzalibwa omulundi ogw'okubiri.
Call getting born again.
Omwoyo n'amazzi.
By spirit and water.
Kubanga,
because
omukka ogw'obulamu ye mwoyo
of life, it's the Holy Spirit himself.
When
he speaks in John 6, verse
63,
he says, the words I say unto you, they are spirit and they are life. That's what we call the breath of life.
It's
told us in John 3,
you're
supposed to get born again with
spirit
and water.
And
there was the first time.
The first time
we were born with spirit and water.
In
Genesis 2, verse 6 and
7.
When mist raised up, waters covered the deep.
And
man was molded from the dust of the world of gold.
The dust
of gold. You read in Job 28. And breathed in him the breath of life.
A
man became a living soul. He did become a living being. But a living soul.
He
was given a body of heaven. Then he can enter a house you have closed, sir. This we are to see them. When Jesus got born again, when he raised up, he would walk on the waters. When he get from this body, in hell, in that glorious body, in the beat him in it,
set
for 3 days, came back when it's been renewed. But when he came back, he already fulfilled John 3:16. John 3:6, what is born of wind is of spirit is like wind.
It
can blow not know where it comes, neither where it goes. Disciples were in the building and they had shut themselves in. Jesus entered, stood in the midst.
Adam
was in that form before he died. He used to come to this world and go back to the garden. The body possessed could move in any location.
Friend,
from when they died, they gave you the body of death, which you moved in for a long time. And when you get born again, fulfillment born of spirit is like wind.
It can
blow, not know where it comes from. What he tried to tell us, the people who are born again, he can disappear from you and they go. From here. You know, men of the Acts of the Apostles, they too had gotten born again very well.
Philip,
the gospel disappeared, went to another city. Those they imprisoned them, you never found them in the prison cells. They don't break the prison.
They just vanish.
Any time the angel reached, and they will get a transfiguration. The other part of spirit they had, and it swallows the one of flesh. There you can pass every place in the world. If you go outside, you restore this one. Vision was very powerful.
And
never say these people, I shouldn't accept them, understand the board of heaven. If they get it, have it on this world, they will be very dangerous to me. Changed the gospel. And
we
scratching, doing what? They touch you. And you feel
good. But God,
and you touch it. What is this hand about? The hand is of a devil.
They say,
hand of God, by the noise things you're making. What kind of hand is this? Is it a thing with nails scratching the person?
Yes.
Praise Jesus. Let's finish Ezekiel.
Ezekiel 37 verse 10.
Ezekiel 37 verse 10.
Awo nenda gula ngabo yandagira. Omuka neguba ingira. Nebabela balamu. Nebaimira kubigerebi awe cheri inji nyo.
These
are the saucepans they had stood on their feet. I think you are in the film. You know, in the film they put saucepans
standing
on those penguins of the young people, and the saucepan is walking and the spoon is walking. Maybe you are in that cartoon language. Word of God.
Giving
on the living of the gospel.
Ezekiel 37 verse 11.
Aonangamba
tumana omuntu amagumba gano ye nyumba yona eya Israeli.
Nyumba yona ya.
This is the whole house of Israel.
Israeli mumanyi.
Do you know Israel?
See and say.
This is not the other Israel nation. We speak of the Lord Jesus here. According to Exodus 4, verse 21-22, Israel is the firstborn son of God,
whom
we know as the Lord Jesus. That name is his. He's the real Israel. That's why the other was called Jacob before. The name was just given him on the way, the angel of the Lord.
Amen.
Exodus 4:21-22. They will tell you the rightful Israel. The firstborn son of God. When he joined Colossians chapter 1, verse 12-19, they will tell you
he's
the firstborn of all creations. Within him are things in heavens and earth. But this frame below, mostly the
world where we are,
ku mubiri gwa Kristo,
on the body of Christ,
yamanyiddwa ng'ekiwonvu,
known as the valley.
Era abantu abalimu bandibadde bantu ba
Katonda. People in it would have been the people of God.
Abantu ba Kristo Yesu.
The people of Christ Jesus.
Naye munaye bafa abasinga tebaddanga mbulamu.
Most died and they are no more having a life.
Kubula mukama wafe Yesu yanyonyola.
That's why Jesus explained.
Mu Yokana 15.
In John 15.
Nti awatali nze temuliko kimuyinza kukola.
That without me you can do nothing.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Ekyamazima kiribwe
ekiti. The truth is this.
Kituufu abantu abali ku nsi.
Truly people on this world they are dead.
Era bali mu kiwonvu kino.
And they are within this valley.
Betaga okubuulira amazima.
They need to be preached the truth too.
Yakusaba obeeremu kwabo.
I request to be among them.
Abagenda okuriviving enjiri de mu njiri yennyini yaddala.
To revive the gospel called the rightful gospel.
Obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The gospel of the kingdom of God.
Obwakabaka bwa
Mukulu. The kingdom of heaven.
N'obutuukirivu
bwabo. Righteousness.
Okuva mu njiri eya material gains okufuna ebintu.
From the gospel of material gains.
Neze bino bituulira ddiini simanyize no.
Once we are religion.
Kati mulimu bambi abasemesi.
Now they are the Adventists.
They are going
to first head to hell.
And now
when you leave hell to be taken for judgment, they first head to hell. Catholics first go to purgatory. It's not even existing. Let me tell you the truth. Purgatory comes from Pluto.
Go
on your internet, computer.
Otekemu,
and
who is Pluto?
Log in. Who is Pluto?
Baja kugamba.
They will tell you.
Wa Roma.
Is the god of the Romans.
Wa underground.
Of the underground.
Obaja baita after life.
The life after death.
Ya kintu chi kiri wansi munyanja.
Something under the ocean.
Ujasumezekira ili musamu.
Read Ezekiel 27.
Ikunyonyole ebiri wansi munyanja.
Explain what is under the ocean.
Teriyo chifo kibaita kiri awo.
No place they call.
Nti purgatory.
It's put there that it's purgatory.
Wabula baba kugamba wansi munyanja.
But they tell you under the ocean.
Jezebel jatu.
Where Jezebel is seated right now.
N'abakyala we.
The one they call Queen of the Heavens.
Olwaliro gwe bakweka mu linnya lya Maria.
Today they named the name of Mary.
Nyina Katonda.
Mother of God.
Omanyi mulina ebintu ebyo mutamanyi.
You know you have those things you don't know.
Guruza bazimbira mu St. Peter ekanisa.
Think that way did they build St. Peter?
Ezo zona za St. Jupiter. Jupiter yali Katonda wa Roma.
Jupiter, god of the Romans, not Peter.
Abo basi.
Those ones are murderers.
Ate kisingo kwemwisana abaprotestanti bonna bali mu bintu
ebyo. Protestants all in those things.
Bebazimba ze mulira St. Mark.
They must build St. Mark.
Ngabazimba St. Mature.
And they are
yali Katonda wa Roma.
Mature, god of the Romans.
Anti tunatero soma Kristo
mufunikanisa.
Moja kwewe nyekanisa eli kumsiku no
nabijiko. The church on this world and what's upon it.
Zenarawe bintu nendu kakubanga simanyi na wena atanikira kubyogera.
Reached not knowing how to start.
Bozi ko tuba tusoma wano bijja nnyo kubanga byali mbya wandiki.
When we started they come so much for they were in scriptures.
Amen.
St. Stephen's
that
church.
St. Stephen's church.
St. Satan.
That is St. Satan.
Yali Katonda wa Roma.
God of the Romans.
Musambwa.
Is a demonic spirit. That's why they build that is your church. No apostle possessed the church on this world. Apostle Peter wanted to build a tent on a mountain.
And the Lord
told him don't build. The one of Moses, no Elijah, not even of mine.
I
find a church called St. Paul.
See, Paul, yeah, Pluto.
Of Paul,
God
of Rome. Pluto, god of the Romans.
St. Peter's church.
Peter's church. We go to St. Paul's church.
We are imagining.
You are in demonic spirits fellowshipping with them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
I
can tell people if you don't get from those dead people. Let's read of these dead people. You know,
you
get an explanation. They are right on this world. Others
we
are already cast in hell. Now let me tell you something they call church in this world.
Where
when is it going backwards? What is it doing on this world?
kitaffe ng'ali mu
ggulu. And our Father is in heaven.
Bye twalina okunnyonnyola abantu.
It's what we are to explain to people.
Niwe webuuza mbu eddiini.
You want that religion.
Niwe webuuza kati ekula kya.
You want the, what they are doing in this world.
Bali muntu oliyambize tokola
kya. They are in don't eat pork and those things.
Makulu ki Katonda
yali Katonda tala. What is God created not knowing? Others are saying, how do we refuse women? You see? Someone has asked the question like that. Why is he refusing women from us? He created them not seeing. He created Adam, did he give him 10 wives and women? Or he created one woman for him.
He
joined them to become one person.
How did
they join with 3-4 people to become one person? Don't confuse us.
If you say,
creations go
busy,
now the pork,
even
the woman, they were supporting alcohol.
They
say, tell me, a banana flowing with alcohol. It's you inventing your things.
Ecclesiastes 7:29.
He created you upright, you invented
matoke.
You get wine from his matoke, which is not fermented. You get the wheat he told you to eat. And you invent things. What makes you foolish, you cease to understand. After you stagger like that, where will you find him to ask him? That's what Proverbs told you. Wine is the mocker. Wine is the mocker. Wine to drink that they get destroyed. Whoever drinks, they have no wisdom in them. Even the land are the ones mostly drinking. And they think they are wise. Yet these are the 77 dogs.
Those
dogs are not going to heaven.
According
to the
scripture,
the dogs will be outside the city. Now be among the 77 dogs.
He
spoke as I said,
pups
are dogs which are greedy. Dogs, I've never spoken a good thing about a dog, the word dogs. Peter chapter 2.
These
are what which go back to their vomit. And you
wake
up, you are in the 77 dogs. I don't know. Who does that?
I told you
their fruits and their actions. You help yourselves. If you
want to
become a dog, eat vomit, go eat it. If you
want to become a dog,
you don't enter God's city, go. We don't see your own possessions but your life. We take it back home in heaven. If you are of heaven, you
will
hear the words of God.
We
don't need to insist on you.
Give me
your coin.
Even
giving of wisdom is detestable to God. According to Ecclesiastes 5, offerings without wisdom
to God
is detestable. We don't want to know that.
What
offerings of people with wisdom and understanding
that
you don't lose in your giving, but to give without wisdom even.
Even if
you don't know what happened on you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's end with the Lamentations. They tell you how these people appear.
Okungubaga esula ya kuna olunyo olusooka.
Lamentations 4 from verse 1.
Zabunge yono onese.
Kakati.
Now.
Omubiri kwa foguva muguru.
Our body from heaven.
Kutekedwa kubanga zabu kumutwe gwagwo.
Must appear of gold on its head.
Kusinda kumuburi. Luyimba.
According to Songs of Songs.
Esule yokutana.
Chapter 5.
The
head is of gold. When that body died,
when
the gold is messed up, it gets spoiled.
It
comes like an old cloth. In the journey of heaven, on the Thursday and Friday, we shall move on to study of that body. How do you get born again and you're given a body of heaven? Praise Jesus. But
singa omubiri guri,
if the other body, the body of heaven, its head is of gold,
that
it's of heavy gold. No. It's a body made of gold.
It's
very nice. A shining upon your face, brother. And you don't put jewelry upon yourself, but you look very good. All the hair is of calves. The other body is amazing. But that we
Adam
corrupted, they said the gold has gotten dull. When we get born again, we have to get that body.
Which
was so beautiful. If
you
don't get born again, this is what happens on your body. Lamentations 4 from verse 1.
Zabu enunje nyonyini ngefuse. Amayinji agomu chifu ekitukuvu gafukibwa buli lugudo welusibuka. Batabani ba Sayuni abomuwendo mungi abenkana zabu enunje.
Sayuni mumuma.
You know Zion? That's the Lord Jesus. We are his offspring. But when we died through Adam,
it missed
our body and it died. That's why the Holy Spirit says, but the children of Zion, their body has gotten perverted and messed. What happened in Genesis
3?
There was a translation. And they gave us this body. When the other died, we appeared funny. And we could not live in the kingdom of heaven.
A
fake of the body which died. And he gave us this body.
At
least to appear, at least. That we understand and revenge. That
they
restore the one from heaven. Lord of heaven, you get it right still on this world.
And
you're found while not naked. Get you from this one, you appear in another. We are called two in one. We possess two bodies with one spirit. Lamentations 4 verse 2.
Nga bayitiddwa nsuwa za bbumba omulimu gw'emikono gy'omubumbi
ati twakyusibwa ne tutuuka ku level efaanana
bweti
nga tulinga mu nsuwa za bbumba
kungubaga essula y'okunoonya olwokusatu
era kuno kukungubaga
Lamentations 4 verse 3
kukaabira abaafe
this is crying for they who died long time
era n'emisege gijjayo amabeere
bambi.
They are jackals.
He said,
at group breasts on the body we're given. They have breasts, like breasts. I don't know what are they. Let's use them that the breast feeds.
Friends,
was of gold which died.
Gave
us this one, which group breasts and other parts. You asked where it came from. It is right there.
The
change in Genesis 3, verse 6. After we died, so herself, she's having things. Things have raised up her chest.
And
she looked at Adam. He is a macho man. As she looked,
the
other parts moving up and down, what are they?
What
day you had was not like this. They are running to hide themselves now. They got pressed out. And other parts came out.
They are
something different now. The other body, we are like angels.
Nothing,
you are a man with parts troubling you.
Let me tell you,
those parts are enmities to you.
It's
a test, they are enemies. To overcome those breasts, and they don't make others stumble,
those
parts we are private. They have made a serious battle on your life. The parts became a problem. I don't want this body, let me tell you. It's an enemy unto ourselves. My very own enemy. And I heard the Lord say, your enemy will be of your own house. I
had
second Corinthians 5. This is my body, my house, the body.
I ask,
how bad are they? The first is your body. The first enemy is your heart.
It
gets sick with the sickness, hides things within it. It refuses to believe Jesus. The second enemy is your tongue. It can lighten a fire upon all your body. The third enemy is your private parts. They can move to 10 enemies in your house. You awake and they are on their own missions.
I would
not ashamed over this.
Maybe
you delighted in your body.
No,
that is your enemy.
That is your
enemy. Big sickness.
Is
the enemy perhaps. Hunger.
They
not get a sickness. We give a dose every time. Now you are demanding for a dose. You may finish when you've stolen.
Appetite.
It brings, we don't understand. Sometimes they disappear, they come back.
He's
the fourth enemy. I tell you, the fifth enemy, you have ears, eyes, they are wild enemies. Another is sixth. The eighth enemy, your hands. They will accuse you of what you did. There is the one who moves. He sold all his other parts. The feet sold me. My feet. That's how people say. We are on what enemy now? The tenth enemy. You have a bum. Others say, we the men, what we having now? What you've sat with, what there?
You
can make you sit in falsehood or sit in light.
Or to
sit in the counsels of God's words, or you refuse. 10 enemies, they are finished in your house.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Even
the bum, be careful if you're a woman. Try to clothe it well. For you may
want to
shake yourself as if you're dancing. And the brother will
and
just make a person stumble for that. Know where you sit. If you sit in the castle of God's words or in falsehood. Enemies of a person will be of their household. Of their house. Of your house.
Where
is the house you yourself sleep in? Where your spirit resides. Is an enemy. A wild enemy. Maybe you've never been careful of him. You think you're so much related. The day you check from the body, you'll separate like wrestlers.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Let's
finish, time is past. Because words are sweet.
Lamentations 4 verse
3.
Era n'emisege gijjayo amabeere giyonsa abaana baagyo. Omuwala w'abantu bange afuuse mukambwe nga bamaya mu ddungu.
Others are wolves clothing sheep's skin. They
too
claim to be pastor shepherd in us. Lamentations 4 verse 4.
Abakungu bali balongofu okusinga omuzira. Bali beera okusinga amata. Emibiri gyabwe gyasinga amayinja amatwakavu okumyuka. Bali banyirivu nga safiro.
Omanye omubiri gw'omuguru gwali munyirivu gwabanga nagwo.
Beautiful we heart.
Bw'osoma mu luyimba ttaano.
When you read Song of Songs 5.
Tunaba twakuna ku buli eri.
Okuna n'olwokutaano. Thursday and Friday.
Atulaba omubiri ogwo.
When we see that body. It was very beautiful indeed.
Engeri gye gwafuukamu omuddugavu.
The wheat became black.
Amaaso nga ano gaddugavu nga gagudde yeeri.
Black fallen into.
Nga gulinga omuggo.
And it's like a stick or a sack. A dried stick which is gotten dry. When you leave that one, they will give you. If they find you not clothing the body from heaven,
don't
waste your time in this world. Except one thing.
Right,
you're given the body from heaven.
Feed
it the word of God.
If you build.
If you have not yet, build and drive cars, you're wasting your time. Scripture will come back. What does it profit in the entire world? And you're forfeiting your soul.
It's
profited by many people in the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You
are preparation of putting a television at least for people.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We shall call every person. It will be a manager there.
And
you
shares,
we are going to begin it ourselves. We are not going to wait for the English and the other people. We are going to work like in the Acts. Chapter 4. We are going to sell of our possessions.
Amen.
And we put a television.
Yes, you
have praise Jesus. And you have your
position.
Because you've not yet known what you're going to do.
The thing you have
to put in television. What you put in this world, people are not enough for you.
Ourselves,
we are not enough in the world. They will call us and you'll see. People are eating rubbish of the gospel out there. What are they waiting for?
Something
you have to do, but you have not realized it yet. Get a portion of the little of what you have to put a television in place. You will leave it to God to see what you
do.
Put many stations.
I
know the faithfulness of God he put on me.
Though
you will put 100 million
there,
you will give it to me. Put it back to you. As the television starts, the manager
will
put
money
so and this one. Their shares are to be restored to them.
Amen.
I know God has never restored without interest in it. That's very hard to God. He never told us seek him in vain.
It's
not me needing the television. But our brethren, today you are here. This person, every person telling one on one. We've never preached one on door to door preaching. We've never made any crusades. Imagine if you get an individual telling you run quick to come. And you
say
you don't want to live here. You think your colleagues are on what? Outside.
They
have
a fast, they have suffered, they have seen sorrow. But we shall request you. Those lands, you kept cut a portion on it. Those
lands
you have on your account, get a portion, help your brethren.
We shall not campaign.
And
not
stretch his hand. Not like that.
He already
stretched his hand, put the heavens and earth in place. If it, now it's working.
Amen.
Jesus Christ said, my Father is working, me too, I am working. He's working.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
those, keep them in your heart. If you want to fulfill them, you
will
do this. Let's move on with our gospel. Lamentations 4 verse
8.
You know the day we died through Adam.
Our
eyes became like black dust. You see that white tissue you have in your eye? It wasn't there in the other body. Now the age of death 8.
This body is so
bad. Let's give them,
let's
some whitish in the body. This one came from the earth body, which died.
Blackish,
it had consumed the entire eye.
If
you look like a goat like that.
Another,
give them time. It was black, the entire eye.
Right,
full eye, we add this bluish in the body of heaven. It's like bluish like that. It's not like this eye. The other
eyes
with different shapes are fitted in very well like of the dove. They are washed with the milk of the word of God. That milk is in the garden, the you go wash your eyes. And it's milk of the word. The entire Bible is in heaven flowing in the garden. They made milk out of it. With honey.
Did not look
at heaven, but what's there? You may want to fly and get there right now.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Lamentations 4:8. Ediba lyabwe lyegase n'amagumba gaabwe likaze lifuse ng'omuggo.
You
appear like a stick which is dry.
That
body is very hard.
Era abakubanga gwe yatugobera mu lusuku mugende kati
chester from the garden go.
Singa kati abamu
others would have been with funny shapes like that. I don't know how would have appeared on this world. You see fallen angels, they struck them, their heads became big, and they pushed them like that. They tried to look for a body for themselves to appear. This we call demonic spirits, or the jinns. They sent us like that body. I think I would have been like that. And I'm not balanced like that. And some people, they are left us, and they appear like those things, and they have legs which are not right full. And they would have been like that.
A
stick dried in the sunshine of sin of it, it bends itself and becomes very funny. That's the body we speak of. The dead will be brought in that body on judgment. They will come and they have no shape, and they are not balanced in form, and they are like bones packed in the sack. This one is stretched out of the sack. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.